Hey everyone, you know what day it is. It's Monday, which means it's time for Get to Know Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. We actually have less questions than I thought we'd have today, which is amazing. We're slowly getting down below 200. I thought we'd be well past 200, and we're not, so I'm pretty stoked, which means I can get down below 100 at some point, which is my ultimate goal. Anyway, I usually say this in the end, but I'll just say it now. If you do have any questions, there should be a link in the Patreon post where you can ask me a question. So if you have a question, feel free to ask. Okay, first question from Anonymous. They are asking, if you ever became a famous actor, and let's just say you're dating or married, when you were acting in a movie and you did a love scene or kissing someone, would you kiss the other person or act like you two were having sex together? For the most part, I know a lot of actors and actresses do, but they end up falling for the other person when they have before, or whom they meet, really. So if I was a professional actor, and I was, I assume if I took a movie, right, like, usually you have an agent, and the agent sends you scripts, and you look at the script, and you're like, okay, I like this script. And let's say they had a sex scene in it, and I agree to the movie. Usually I'm agreeing to do the sex scene, unless I talk. Like, when I'm getting signed to do the movie, I can probably talk about, like, hey, so I don't really want to do a sex scene, or at least a full nude. If you want to do close-ups of my face, you can, but me being naked, I really don't want to do, so can we get a body double in to do the reverse angle intimate stuff, like the over-the-shoulder and the wide and stuff? Can we just do a double? And 9 out of 10 times, unless there's, like, a really good reason for it, they'll put a double in. So I don't think it'll be a problem. I mean, I assume I probably would do the sex scene or the kiss scene because of the type of actor that I am. Although I'm not really, like, a real actor. But if I was, like, if someone was like, hey, I want you to act on this thing and I love the script, I'd want to do as much as I could in the script. I'd want to do all my own stunts, too. It's, like, one of those kind of things. But, yeah. I don't think I would fall for the person, though. I think I would, you know, you got to be able to remove or separate, like, work from who you are as a person. So, yeah. Anonymous asks, what do you think about couples who get tattoos together or one person getting a tattoo of their significant other? Okay, that's a really good question. I think getting someone's name tattooed on you is bad luck. That's like superstition in my mind. You don't get someone's name tattooed on you. If you're in a romantic relationship, like you can get a parent tattooed on you, that's fine. I think it's romantic, or I don't think you should also get a best friend tattooed on you. So I think it's bad luck to get almost anyone's name tattooed on you, unless it's certain situations. I think couple tattoos are better, but I would do it in the same way you give someone a wedding ring. Like, I wouldn't get a couple's tattoo unless we were married or gonna get married, like engaged. Yes, tattoos are forever, you know, so you want to be very sure before you put someone's name on your body or even the first letter of their name or something, because you never know. But thank you for the question, Anonymous. Anonymous asks, are you picky about the type of voices that you like? If so, what type of voices do you really enjoy? Oh, man, that's hard. I think for me, I couldn't even begin to explain the type of voice I like. I think I am picky with voices. But I don't know how I'd begin to explain the kind of voice I like. I think everyone's kind of picky with voices. They kind of have something they like to hear. A cadence, a tone, a timbre, like all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard question for me. Which is weird, because it shouldn't be, but it is. I'll have to think about that. Cian asks, hey Kay, who would be your favorite villain from any game, show, film, or book, and why? Who is my favorite villain? Who's my favorite villain? Huh. See, my first reaction is to think about like Batman's Gallery of Rogues. Think like Solomon Grundy and like the Joker. Like Heath Ledger's Joker obviously is high up on that list. That's a pretty realized character. Same with Mark Hamill's Joker. Villain. What's a really good realized villain? Like Tyler Durden in Fight Club, I think speaks to me too. I don't know. That's so hard. There's too many choices. There's just too many choices of characters to pick from. I'm gonna be boring for now and just say Batman's Joker. No, I don't like the answer. Favorite villain. Oh, Strahd. Strahd from Curse of Strahd. That's what I'm picking. Yeah, there you go. Anonymous asks, let's see. Were you rubbing your mic up against your beard in the last beard ASMR audio? Yes, I was. I hope you guys liked it. It was just like a trying something new. But yeah, that was my beard. It was friction against my beard in the microphone. Someone Blonde asks, I'm moving to a new country and I have to quarantine alone in a hotel. Any ideas on how not to lose my mind? Ooh, okay. So I've done this, the hotel quarantine. My suggestion is have a laptop and internet access. That helps a lot. Have all the food and water. Like, think about drinks more than you normally do, because I don't know if you can leave the hotel room or not, but if you can't, I just know having a bunch of drinks really helped me when I was staying in a hotel room and I couldn't, like, go anywhere for a while. Yeah, like, food, drinks, internet, computer, and then TV. If you have those four things, you can stay there for a very long time. If you want to starve off the loneliness, I suggest having someone that you can either Skype or FaceTime or just call on the phone, because that will super help. Just having someone to talk to. But yeah, I think the last time I was held up in a hotel room and I couldn't go anywhere for a while, I watched a bunch of D&D videos, ate a bunch of food, and slept a lot. did I go mad a bit? Yeah, a little bit. But in the end, I kept the majority of my sanity, so I hope that helps you too. Cutie asks, were you born in the same state you currently live in? Have you lived in another state for long periods of time? I am living in a different state than I was born in. This is true. And I've lived in other states for various amounts of time. Anonymous says, hey Kay, how are you doing? I'm doing well. Randomly found Evan Georgia and felt he looked like your avatar slash profile photo. Please convince me that I'm wrong. You're not wrong. I did not know who that was. I had to Google him. It's a fair resemblance, I'd have to say. I can see where you're coming from. I feel like, wasn't he on, like, he was on some Nickelodeon Disney show, it feels like. I could be wrong. Like, Victorious or iCarly or something. I don't know. His face looked really familiar. I didn't look up his credits. You know, and I probably should have. That was my bad. Let me look up his credits real quick. Who is this man? Is he from iCarly? It is Victorious. I knew it. It was Victorious. Okay. Okay, cool. I've been like, oops. If it wasn't Taurus. Yeah, it was Taurus. Cool. Yeah. I can see the resemblance. Anonymous asks, you mentioned in an audio that you've been into Starbucks lately. Correct me if you're wrong. I have mentioned this in an audio. This is true. What is your usual Starbucks order? Have you ever tried the butter beer in their secret menu? My usual Starbucks order is usually no order. I'm not a big Starbucks person. Go figure. Like, I'm thinking back to the last time I went to Starbucks. I didn't get anything. I usually just go to Starbucks. I'm a traveler to Starbucks, but not exactly a personal customer of it. Yeah. All right. The next question is, let's see. Anonymous asks, "Hey Kay, do you grab your girlfriend's leg while driving?" Thanks. Yeah, of course I do. I think that's a natural reaction of all men. Well, at least in my opinion, I can't imagine driving and not putting my hand on my significant other's leg. It's kind of like a protection thing. You're just trying to keep her safe. Yeah, I don't know. I figured it was something that was pretty universal amongst people, but it might not be. But yeah, no, whenever I drive, always, always, always do it. And I think that's it for today. If you do have a question and you want to ask it, feel free to post a question over on the link on Patreon. And I'll get to it next week. But as always, I hope you guys have a great week, and I will talk to you all later. Bye now.